Well, you know, there's a reason we got this cool, clear evening tonight. Here in the foothills of North Carolina. Explained around this state a few times in the past. I ain't no drinking man. Well, let's just say, not as much of a drinking man as I used to be. Yeah, it gets me highly irregular now. No sugar drinks give me headaches. Swore I'd never do it again. But I promised my brother-in-law that I'd watch his still while he went into town to vote in the primary. And it was right up there on the mountain where the map said it would be. Friends, let me tell you one thing. It wasn't no ordinary still. It stood up on that hillside like a huge golden oak. And God's yellow moon was shining on the cool, clear evening. And God's little lanterns was twinkling on and off in the heavens. And like I tried to explain to you before, I ain't no drinking man, but the temptation got the best of me, and I took a slide. Whoa! That moonshine whiskey running down my throat tasted like honeydew vine water. I took another slash. Took another and another and another. Before you knew it, I downed one whole jug of that shit and commenced to getting hot flashes. Goose pimples was running up and down my body like something I had never experienced before. Like I was in love for the first time with anything that moved. Animal, inanimate, conehead, no cone, it did not matter. It was like there was this great neon sign flashing on and off in my brain saying, Jimmy Buffett, there's a great day coming. Cause I was drunk. I wasn't knee crawling, slip sliding, picking a fight with Buford Pusser and commode hugging drunk. I was God's own drunk and a fearless man. And that's when I first saw the bear. He was a Kodiak looking fella about 19 feet tall. Ramble up over the hill, expecting me to do one of two things, flip or fly. I didn't do either one. Hung him up. He started sniffing around my body trying to smell fear. Ain't gonna smell no fear because I'm God's own drunk and a fearless man. It hung him up. Then he looked me right in my eyes. My eyes was a lot redder than his was. Hung him up. And I was a man full of courage. There's a lot of that in an empty bottle of whiskey. Not so much in a full. But I was a courageous man that evening, and I said, Mr. Bear, I love every hair on your 27-acre body. And I know you've got a lot of friends over there on the other side of the hill, old Rare Bear, Tall Bear, Freaky Bear, Kale Deer, Smell Deer, Smokey Bear, Pokey Bear. I cannot believe I can remember this shit. I'm going over there. I want you to go over there tonight and tell them all I'm feeling right. You tell them I'm God's own drunken fearless man, and I love each and every one of them like a brother and a sister. But if they give me any trouble tonight, I'm gonna run every goddamn one of them right off the hill. He took two steps backwards. He didn't know what to say. Neither did I, but being Catholic and cautious, I approached him again. I said, "Now, Mr. Barry, you know, in the eyes of the Lord, we're both beasts when it comes right down to it. I want you to be my buddy. We're getting to the Billy Graham part of the evening now. Buddy Bear, can I get an amen?" So I took old Buddy Bear by his island-sized paw. I led him over to that still because he's sniffing around that thing because he's smelling something good. I gave him one of them jugs of honeydew vine water. He down it upright, looked like one of them bears at the circus sipping sarsaparilla in the moonlight. I gave him another one, another one, another one. Before I knew it, he downed about eight of them, commenced to doing the bear dance. Two sniffs, a snort, a fly, a grunt, a turn, and a hip hop. It was so simple, like a jitterbug, it plumb evaded me. And we worked ourselves into a tumultuous uproar. And I was awful tired. I went over to the hillside. I laid down, slept for 4 hours, and dreamt me some tremulous dreams. There was God's yellow moon shining on the cool, clear evening when I woke up. God's little lanterns was twinkling on and off on this Carolina evening. And my buddy the bear was missing. You want to know something else, friends and neighbors? So was that still. Yeah. Good night. God bless. Drive home carefully. Have fun!